Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, for his name is the mighty Yahweh. And guess what? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our ancestors, our forefathers. And of course, when I say our, I'm speaking exclusively to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. For you are the Creator's chosen people. You are the bloodline descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And because you have lost your way and you don't know who you are and you don't know the importance of your own name, which today, by the way, we're going to be speaking of what is in a name. What is the importance of a name? What's the importance of Yah's name? What's the importance of our name? How does it affect our life? How does it affect our identity? How does it affect even the books we read? We're going to analyze what is in a name. I'm here to tell you, my people, you need to sit back and listen to the words of Yahweh concerning the importance of names and what it means to him. But first, we're going to have a song praising the Most High, honoring him and him only. So let us listen.
We adore you, Yah. It's all about you, Yah. We thank you, Yah.
praise your name, cause you're merciful. I praise your name and boast in you, cause you're bountiful. You gave me love when I was in danger. You gave me your hand when I was fooling. You gave me multiple chances when I was choosing the evil. I apologize. Teach me your ways and I did and I recognize. The 5 a.m. 23 living at my mom's crib. Feel like I be punished for all the dirt that I did. Can I live? So many seek out of your book indeed. Made a vow if you would save me. I stopped smoking weed. It's been about 3 years ago. Now I'm living celibate. You gave me knowledge when I was in darkness. Hell for ignorance. Living in fear. Yes, you showed me your laws and your tests. You test the heart and try the rings. Every day I bless your holy name. Yahweh never give up on me. But instruct me and correct me. Continually on a daily.
We adore you,
Yahweh. That was a beautiful song. It's called My Rock. And must I say, the young lady that you heard singing the song is my queen, my wife, Yanis Batzion Yisrael, as well as a young man that I call my own son, because he's just like that to me in my heart. And that's Brother Eliah. We praise the mighty Yah for beautiful music that's praised his glory name and glorifies his holiness. Because as I mentioned today, we're going to be speaking of what's in a name. How important is a name? My people, it is because we truly don't understand the meaning of Yahweh's name is that we don't even know who we are, who he is. His magnificence, his power. We don't even know who we are as a nation of people. And you know, they found it very necessary to change our names. I noticed that the slave masters made sure that the slaves carried their names. It's so important. I noticed that the slave master took time on Sundays, like our people are doing today, to teach the slaves to call on the name of another God. And you got to see what Yahweh has to say about this. Now, let's put first things first. We ought to know and should want to know, what is the name of Yahweh? Because Yahweh, he is our creator. He is our maker. He made everything. So in other words, his name means so much to us. And he told us to call on his great name. Now, you have to know, believe, and understand that Yahweh's name, knowing it, is a matter of life and death. Did you hear what I said? Knowing the name of the Most High and calling on his name is a matter of life and death, because the Most High has already told us that he would bless those that call on the name of Yahweh. So in other words, let's understand. Let's see what the true and living Elohim has to say in the book of Zechariah, the 13th chapter. Let's go to Zechariah, the 13th chapter. In Zechariah, the 13th chapter, the true and living Elohim lets us know something so important concerning his great name. For instance, in Zechariah, the 13th chapter, and we're speaking of our own maker. We're speaking of the true and living Elohim. Because, my people, it is because that we don't know the importance of names that we're even trying to keep holy days outside of the place where Yah placed his name. It is not knowing his name that people are calling on the names of other gods. It is because of the importance of a name that we don't even know who we are. And in Zechariah, the 13th chapter, Yahweh lets us know in the 8th verse, "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, said Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire and refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried." And you better know what that means. "They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, Yahweh is my Elohim." Hallelujah. Praise be Yahweh. You notice, the Most High said, "I'm going to bring the third part." He's talking about his people. Don't you know? He said he's going to bring us through fire. And he said, "And we'll find them as silver is refined." And then he said, "And we'll try them as gold is tried." Now, we got to know how gold and silver is tried and tested and refined. Don't you know, my people, the way you refined it is that you put it through the hottest degree of temperature. And the reason why you do that is because this is how you get rid of the dross. This is how you get rid of the chaff. The chaff and the dross is waste. It's stuff, refuse. It's stuff that you can't use. And Yahweh is telling us right here that those that go through the fire and endure to the end, he said, they shall call on my name. Now, you got to know something. When Yah makes a statement, it's important that we know what his great name stands for. His name stands for truth and uprightness. So if he says something, what did the Most High say to us about when he says something? For instance, let's go to Numbers. It'll teach us some things about his great name. Because what's in a name? We need to know, because I'm telling you, it's a matter of life and death. And Yahweh told us in Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the 19th verse, this is what it reads. "Elohim is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" Hallelujah. Praise be Yahweh. If Yah said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it good? For instance, furthermore, let's go to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And this is the last verse I want to mention on this, but it's so important. Because, as I said, knowing this is the essence of getting to know Yahweh. And when you know somebody is dependable, you want to be with them. You want them to be with you. You want to be around that particular individual. You want somebody that when you know that they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. They're going all the way. Well, this is Yahweh's way. If he said something, you can rest assured it's going to happen. For instance, this is what the true and living Elohim lets us know about his ways and his word. This is what Yah said. Yah said in the 10th verse, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Hallelujah. So in other words, I've never, have you? Call me at area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 and let me know if you've ever seen the rain come down and the snow from heaven and it returned back to the sky. Just let me know. Give me a call. And hopefully we can have a pretty good dialogue about it, because I've never seen it. I don't know anybody in the world that have ever seen that, never seen the rain come all the way down from the heavens and bounce back up into the sky from which it came. Or snow that come down. Are you kidding? Some people have lost their life shoveling the snow. And they have to hope in Yahweh that maybe he'll shine his sun to melt some of it so they won't have to move it. Because it don't never move. It's hard to even pick up and clutters when it snows a lot. And it's dangerous in some cases. But the Most High let you know he has purpose for the snow. Yah said, so shall my word be. It will not return unto me void. That means it will accomplish that which he pleased, and it's going to prosper in the thing where he sent it. So if he said the third part that he bring through the fire, he said, they're going to call on my name. So they're going to know his name. And of course, Yah's name, our Elohim's name, is Yahweh. He is Yah. For instance, let's go to Psalms, the 68th chapter. Well, we're going to get into a whole lot of aspects, as many as we can, concerning the importance of names in Scripture. This is why we're in the conditions we're in today, because we really don't understand the importance of names and how they identify you and how they can help you to find out the truth. So important. And we find in Psalms, the 68th chapter, we find that the true and living Elohim reveals some things to us. It says in the 4th verse, "Sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Yah, and rejoice before him." Praise be Yahweh. In many Bibles, it says Jah, J-A-H. In some Bibles that were later on that they produced, it just says L-O-R-D. Now, understand, do you really believe that the Creator's name is dog spelled backward, G-O-D? Do you really believe that the Almighty, the Elohim of the Hebrews, that his name is L-O-R-D, spelled backwards, drawl, an English word? an old false god's name. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that he wants us to call and he said his name is great and it is G-O-D when Yahweh said there's many gods? Do you really believe that the Almighty's name is the name of two English words, G-O-D-L-O-R-D, that's his name, but he's the Elohim of the Hebrews. He is the Elohim of the whole earth. The language was the last language brought to the earth, the English language. Did you know that? Don't you know, my people? Let's understand. You're talking about the true and living Elohim. See, that's our name is Israel. His name is Yahweh. And another name that he gives himself is Yah. And that name Yah, Y-A-H, is in our names. And some people had a nerve to say, well, he, in Hebrew, the ancient language had no vowels. This is a lie. You think he gave vowels and letters to all the languages of the earth and the tongues of the earth which Yahweh made, and our people couldn't call out their own names, and let alone his name, with vowel sounds? Furthermore, let's go to the book of Psalms, the 111th chapter. Psalms 111. The sea with the true and living Elohim lets us know further concerning the importance of names and what it means to us and what it means to him. Because I got to show you, you're going to have to know, and you know you heard it before, it's an old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's a lie. Because the Almighty lets us know in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the 3rd verse, he lets us know that man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. So words can hurt you, and it done hurt us a whole lot. Words are powerful. And you think words are powerful, you just understand about a name. Some of our people are wearing names that of people that raped their ancestors and castrated and lynched their forefathers and mothers. And in Psalms 111, Yahweh lets us know. And check this out, because this is heavy. Yahweh said in the 9th verse, he sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Did you hear what I said? Holy and reverend is his name. And of course, we're going to open the phone lines up in approximately 4:30 p.m. We may even open it up a little bit early. But we want you to get your questions and comments on the line. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to put your question or comment on the air. We want to hear it. Look what it says in Psalms 111. Again, he sent redemption unto his people. What redemption? He said he commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name, not your preacher's name, But holy and reverend is the name of the mighty Yahweh. Holy and reverend belongs to him. His name is holy, and it is to be reverenced. Reverence means to be feared. His name is holy, the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. And I thank the mighty Yahweh. I thank Yahweh for his great and holy name. And you mean to tell me that you got men on earth that would have the nerve to call themselves by the name of Reverend? They put the name of Yahweh in front of their name. This is amazing to me. But truly, once we understand that our people don't know the importance of names, and you reading in Psalms 111, verse 9, that holy and reverend is Yahweh's name. Because guess what? Yahweh told us to never fear man. See, the word reverend means to fear. And he told us the fear of man bringeth a snare. That's why many of you all would rather listen to Reverend Pushfoot and Reverend Bobo and Boozo than you would listen to the true Reverend Yahweh. That's why many of you all will go to church today and you won't acknowledge Yahweh, because you have put your trust in someone who has taken upon the name of the true and living Elohim. Do you understand, my people? Yahweh said that that's his name alone. Alone means solo, by itself. So no one should be trying to call themselves by the name of Yahweh. And my name is Yahweh, Yahweh. Do you understand? That's his name alone. He deserves to keep his name alone. Why? In case you didn't know. Let's go to Job. Let's go to Job 41. Let's see what he told Job. Yah said in the 10th and 11th verse of Job 41, none is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Who has prevented me that I should repay him whatsoever is under the whole heaven his mind? Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh, the Maker. Yahweh said, whatsoever is under the whole heaven is his. Yahweh is his name. His name belongs to him. He gave us the name of Israel. It belongs to him. That's why, my people, you don't realize there's various ways that you can take the name of Yahweh in vain. That's why he mentions, if you go to Exodus chapter 12, look what Yahweh said concerning his great name, because he ain't playing. Yahweh said in Exodus the 20th chapter, the 7th verse, thou shall not take the name of Yahweh thy Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's heavy. And we don't want to take his name in vain. See, we don't want to take his name in vain at all. And you can take his name in vain by just using it, and you really don't mean what you, when you use it, you really don't mean it. You calling on his name, but you really don't want to keep his laws. You're calling on his name, but you're lying in his name. And people have spoke lies in the name of Yahweh. People have taught lies in the name of the mighty Yah. That's why I can understand why he don't just reveal his name to everybody. He don't. He don't just call He don't just allow anyone to know his name. Don't you know? For instance, Proverbs 30. Let me show you various ways that you can take the name of Yahweh in vain. Proverbs 30. This is heavy. Look what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. Let's read something that is a matter of life and death. Because you notice when he said he would not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. This is one of the great Ten Commandments. Yahweh said in Proverbs 30, verse 9, verse 8, remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. So in other words, the servant of Yahweh was wise to say this, because what he's saying is, put me in the middle. Don't give me poverty or riches. Just give me food convenient for me. So in other words, where I can have food, where I can have what I need, and I can share with my fellow brothers and sisters, because that's part of why he give you things. It ain't just for us. It's for you and me to love our neighbors, ourselves, and help our brothers and sisters, and to share, and that we would have something to eat. And if I got something to eat, you got something to eat. Hallelujah. We should be all for one and one for all, and not think that everything is just for us because we have it. He said, remove far from me vanity and lies, and give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is Yahweh? See, that's why we do something at the House of Israel of Atlanta every Sabbath together. But every time we eat a meal, we're supposed to do this, in case you didn't know the law. It's important that we understand this. He said, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is Yahweh? Because let me tell you what makes our people forget the Creator. They forget him a lot of times when they done ate, and they start burping, and they fool, and they just forget the Creator. Do you understand? And we have a law and a commandment from the one who we're supposed to reverence. And you would be shocked if you didn't know this. You got to see it. And it's recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And we read this after we've had our break and after we've eaten. We read this and pray to Yahweh and thank him for what we have eaten by the commandment of Yahweh. And so should you. After every meal, it don't have to be just on the Sabbath. You were supposed to do this after all of our meals. You can pray before. Now, Yahweh never said you couldn't thank him for what you have received before you eat. But definitely, you got to see this. Yahweh told us in the 10th verse of Deuteronomy 8, when thou hast eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless Yahweh thy Elohim for the good land which he has given thee. So in other words, when thou hast eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless Yahweh thy Elohim for the good land he has given us. And even though we ain't there, we're trying to return back to the same commandments that Yahweh told us in that land. That's what got us put out of the land. And he never told us, don't do this out of the land. Yahweh telling us to thank him. And just to let you know, to give you understanding, that he means this after every meal when he said it. He said, beware that thou forget not Yahweh thy Elohim in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, least when thou hast eaten and are full, like many of our brothers and sisters that have made it, so to speak, in the entertainment world, in the things that they went to school for, and they have begun to make plenty of money, and they have much food and much clothes and much everything. Yah said, least when thou hast eaten in the full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yahweh thy Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. And many of our brothers and sisters, you know, they don't even thank the Creator. Even though some of them don't even know his name. They call him G-O-D. They don't even, a whole lot of them, they have won an award for acting and sports. And the first thing they want to say is, I want to thank all my fans. I want to thank my trainer. I want to thank my coaches and fellow players. I want to thank my colleagues. And you forget Yahweh your Elohim. And that's why many of our people went to church today, because they done forgot him. Days without number. That's long his name. Furthermore, let's go to the book of Exodus, the third chapter. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3 and see what the true and living Elohim wants us to know concerning the greatness of names, especially his. This is what happened when Moses spoke to Yahweh. Moses made a statement and told the Creator in the 13th verse of Exodus, the third chapter. And Moses said unto Elohim, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the Elohim of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? And what shall I say unto them? And Elohim said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you, the great I am. Hallelujah. And Elohim said moreover unto Moses, because you got to hear this, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel. And right now I'm going to tell you, if you are out there praying in the name of another God, you're committing one of the greatest sins recorded in Scripture. And I got to show you what I mean by that, because this is the blueprint. This is the foundation of who you're supposed to be praying to. And this is the name of Yahweh. It says in the 15th verse, and Elohim said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, when they come and ask you, what is my name? This is what you shall say. Yahweh. And your Bible says the L-O-R-D, and I just went over that earlier, that Yahweh's name is not drawl, spelled backwards. The name of L-O-R-D or G-O-D, which is names of English titles and names of false gods, and Yahweh is the Elohim of the Hebrews. Do you think that's his name and his many gods? He even told us that we're gods. Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. Look up the word all. Look up the word all. It's going to say every, whatsoever, all. This is Yah's name. This is the name we should be calling on. Now, and the reason why he said, now, this is the name that we should remember to every generation that comes from the children of Israel. That means forever and ever and ever. And that's what he said. This is my name forever. Yah is not a man that he should lie. Yah is not a man that he should repent. If Yahweh said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, he going to make it good. It's us that don't trust in the Most High. Furthermore, this is so important. Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Look what Yahweh said to us. 13th verse. This is what it reads. And in all things that I've said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention of the names of other gods, neither let them be heard out of your mouth. Praise Yahweh. Praise be to the mighty Yah. Yah said in all things. Ain't that something? That's how important. That's how important it means to Yahweh. Might not be to everybody. May not be to you. But to Yahweh, he said, make no mention of the name of other gods. Then he furthermore, he said, neither let it be even heard out of your mouth. Now, you got to understand something, my people. Look at Exodus, the 34th chapter, and see some characteristics about the Creator. You got to see this in Exodus, the 34th chapter. And by the way, as I mentioned, we're going to be opening the phone lines up in about 10 minutes. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to put you on the air. It's so important, y'all. Look what it says in Exodus 34. Yahweh told us, take heed to thyself in the 12th verse, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. That means for a trap. That means for a trap. And a lot of our people have fell in these traps. What traps? He said, but you shall destroy their altars and break their images and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other Elohim. For Yahweh, whose name is jealous, is a jealous Elohim. My goodness. Don't let a married man hear his wife make a mistake and call him by the name of another man. You know, you come home one day, you're married, and you say, well, hello, my darling, my queen. How you doing? And your name is Jim. And she said, oh, I'm doing wonderful, Terry. Oh, ooh. I mean, Jim, excuse me. He said, well, wait a minute, because now the whole world stops. Wait. What you call me? You know I didn't mean that, Jim. Because you know I love you, Terry. Oh, I mean Jim. Do you understand? And our people constantly do this in the face of the Most High. They do this in his face. They get on their knees. And they pray to him in the name of another God. Oh, when you pray to him, y'all, pray to him in the name of Yahweh, the Elohim of our fathers. That's who they prayed to. Y'all said, Pray to Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is my name forever. Yahweh letting you know he don't know no Yahshua. Yahweh letting you know he don't know no J-E-S-U-S. He don't know the gods that you know. If you calling on A-L-L-A-H, you calling on the name of a false god. Matter of fact, A-L-L-A-H in the Hebrew language means oak. Yah said in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, that we would serve gods of wood and stone. But A-L-L-A-H is not just the only god of wood. You got Christ. You know, you got to believe he died on a piece of wood, on a cross. And they got our people calling on these names. And we done forgot his name. See, Yahweh let us know we done forgot his name. Do you understand? Y'all see it in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Let's go there. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. I know you've heard this verse before. If you ever heard the words of the true and living Elohim, you more than likely have heard this verse. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. If my people which are called by my name, do you really believe that Yahweh, when he said that my people that are called by my name, do you really believe that Yah name or the names that most of our people carry derived from Yahweh's name? Do you really believe that Jim and Terry and the last names like Box and Weaver and Johnson and Jones and Smith and Culpepper and Woods and Billings and Jennings and Hennings and Smennings, do you really believe that these are the names that was called by the Creator's name? The heathen found it very necessary to change our names. Now understand, in Deuteronomy, you got to check this out. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, let's see what Yahweh prophesied that he would allow to happen to us. Now first things first, it is Yahweh who made sure. Did you hear what I said? It is Yahweh that made sure that our name would cease this earth. Did you know that? That's why when Yahweh said that my people that are called by my name, Yahweh, he'll take his name back. Yes, you can read in Genesis 32 and read where our father Jacob, Yaakov, wrestled all night long to be blessed with the name that most of our people, they don't wear no more. Because they changed it on the plantations. And most of our people are satisfied and happy with the name of Mr. Charlie. We want to wear Charlie's name. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Look what Yahweh said as a result of our disobedience unto him. This is what he told us. He told us in verse 26, he said, I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. What? Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yahweh ain't done all this. So the Almighty is telling us something, y'all. He's telling us, I'm going to rescue you because your adversaries will say, if I don't, that we did this to you. We had the power. We was victorious over these niggas, over these so-called Negroes. We did it. It wasn't their God. I know they sinned against them, but no, it's our hand that's high. We got the power. That's what they think. That's what's in their mind. But Yahweh going to let you know, he that scattered Israel, he going to gather us. He's going to gather us. Because he said he would. But you notice he said something else. You notice in the 26th verse, he clearly lets us know. He said, I said I would scatter them into corners. That means the four corners of the earth. And that I will make the remembrance of them to cease. That means stop from among men. That's what you're supposed to do for the Sabbath day. Cease from all our work. Well, Yahweh said our name would be the same way. It would cease. Now let's see what he did. Let me show you how he did it. He used the heathen to accomplish this. Read Psalms 83. Let's go there right now. Let's go to Psalms 83, and we're going to be opening the phone lines up in approximately 6 minutes. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. I'm going to put your comment or your question on the air. Psalms, the 83rd chapter, starting at the first verse. This is what it reads. Keep not thy silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and have consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, this is what he said. He said, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Well, that's what happened. They made sure that they got together to cut us off from being a whole nation of people who would know who we are and have a very similar and true identity as a people, because they would not have forgotten their names. But they found it necessary to change our name. And then they had the nerve to give us their names, which mean nothing. These names is as empty as an empty whiskey bottle. They mean nothing, and they keep us as drunk as the liquor that was in the bottle. And then he named them. He named the people that some of our people get their teachings from. Fifth verse. For they have consulted together with one consent. They have confederated against thee, federate against you, Yahweh. Because guess what? When you mess with Yah's anointed, his people, you touching the apple of his eye. And he going to get you. It's a matter of time. Yahweh told us in Deuteronomy 32, just rejoice with my people. But I'm going to pay you back. I'm going to get you. He going to get them. He going to get all of those. These lying, quiet murderers who murdered this young brother in Valdosta, Georgia, and took his organs out of his body and stuffed them with newspaper. Oh, he going to get the culprits to that, who killed his innocent son, because that's who this young, precious young brother is. He's a son of Elohim. Because Yahweh told us in the very land where it was said, you're not my people. Yahweh said in that land, it shall be said, you are the sons of the living Elohim. Hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters that serve other gods and call on the names of other gods, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know I love you. And I want you to turn back to the Creator and let us come together as a nation. See, I'm telling you, I'm speaking that we come back as a nation. I'm speaking to my people, Yah's people. I'm speaking to my Christian brothers, my Muslim brothers. And I'm darn sure speaking to my beloved brothers and sisters who serve Yahweh, because you know what I'm saying. And I know your heart yearns for your Christian brothers who have adopted a religion that the slave master beat into us, and my Muslim brothers who have adopted a religion of Arabs whom you're not. And these religions, Yahweh prophesied that we will serve them. But you're seeing in the sixth verse, he taking names. He took their names, those that took our names. He said the tabernacles of Edom, first on the list. Now, who is Edom? Edom got different names. Edom is the brother of Jacob, our forefather, a black man. Edom was a red and hairy man. And you have to read about it in Genesis. The 25th chapter, the 26th chapter, the 27th chapter. You have to read your history in Scripture. You have to read what happened to remember the old hatred. That's why he's on the list first, because he was born out of the same mother we were, Rebecca. Isaac and Rebecca had two sons, Jacob and Esau. We come from Jacob, and they come from Esau. Who is they? Edom. You know, the so-called Israelis, the so-called Jewish man. You'll never hear them call themselves the Hebrew Israelites, because they know they're not. And these scriptures reveal they're not. And these scriptures reveal that they themselves would say, because we forsook Yahweh Elohim, the habitation of justice, therefore Yahweh has took them out of their land. Going to open the phone lines up in 1 minute. But I got to show you this. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. Isaiah, the 44th chapter. And see what the true and living Elohim has to say. Isaiah chapter 44. This is what Yahweh prophesied. Despite that our names would be changed. This is what Yahweh said. And as I said, y'all, if you have any questions or comments, all you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. But if you want to just listen, I don't blame you. I can understand. Because now that you hear the words of Yahweh, it's soothing to the soul. It's food to the brain. It's life to the body. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1. This is what it reads. Yet now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I've chosen, thus said Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I've chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am Yahweh's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall surscribe with his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Hallelujah! Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh said, and this is the prophecy, because this prophecy is being presently fulfilled. What's in a name? Yahweh told us in the third verse, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. They shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am Yahweh's. And that's what many of our people, when they find out for the first time that we belong to Yahweh, we say, I'm Yahweh's. Now I understand who I am. Now I understand that I was to serve him. So you proclaim that you belong to the Creator, not to Christ, not to the God of our slave masters, not to Yahshua. You can call him what you want. It says, another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And this is actually going on. We actually have some of our people who call on the name of Jacob. They have called themselves by the name of Jacob. And that is their last names. And that is a fulfillment of prophecy, as you can see. And another, because this is what me and my queen have done, and many of my brothers and sisters, that Yahweh allows me to teach at the House of Israel of Atlanta, and many of my fellow brothers and sisters across the whole earth have done this. This is what they did. And another shall subscribe with his hand. Subscribe means write on with his hand unto Yahweh and surname himself by the name of Yisrael. Hallelujah. Praise be Yahweh. That's what I did. Surname is your last name. Your last name. That's my last name, is Yisrael. My first name is Elkanah, Ben Yisrael. And our father wrestled all night long for the name. So what's in the name? It's a blessing to be called by the name of Israel. But it's a curse to be called by the name of your own oppressors. So, many of you all that hear my message today, I want you to meditate on this if you have not officially changed your names. It's so important. Now, if you have a name now, or have a new name, that you found out who you are and you have called yourself by the name of Israel, and you have a Hebrew name, you can call and witness to the people and let them know. You can call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 and tell us what your name means and how do you feel about your great name that you got now. Because they found it very necessary to get it changed. But I could see why. I could see why. Because they didn't want you to call on the name of your Elohim. Why would somebody trying to keep you down want to see you call on the name of someone who was going to help you and deliver the slaves and overpower the slave master? Oh, don't expect the heathen to do this for us. We got to do it ourselves. You got to strengthen yourself in Yahweh. You got to say to yourself, I'm not wearing this name no more. What do I need to do? Let me tell you. I'll help you. Me and my wife, we had our names changed well over 10 years ago. And it didn't take, it took less than $100. Did you hear what I said? To less than $100, you go down to the county, wherever you are, wherever county, you go to the county, the clerk, and you go there and you say, look, I want my name changed. They put your name in the paper for 4 weeks in the local paper. And if nobody disputes that name, which most every case nobody do, guess what? You could wipe the name of your slave master off your name. Give him back his name and surname yourself and fulfill this prophecy. That's what all you got to do. You see how simple that is? If you don't have the money, save up for it. Save up for it, because this is so important to you, my people. He said, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves. So get your name back. Understand who you are. I got to go further. And as I said, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put you on the air, whatever your question or comment is. But in the meantime, I'm going to show you the importance, furthermore, of the name of the place in which we were to bring certain things to. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter. And let's see what thus said Yahweh. Thus said Yahweh. Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, the Creator lets us know that there's a special place where he's going to place his name at. But in the meantime, we're going to go to area code 216. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't think I was going to be on this fast, but shalom. How you doing, brother?
Shalom, my brother. How you doing?
I'm great. I just wanted to say you show so much love for our people because, you know, telling them the truth, it just shows love. And, you know, in the commandments, it says you're supposed to love your brother. You know, I love what you're doing. I like to say, I would love to say I love you, brother, but in Babylon, it just don't even sound right. But it's the truth, though. I love the way it shows love to tell our people the truth.
Yes.
I wanted to share one thing. It was in 2 Chronicles 35:14-16. Now, it's a little bit off the subject, but I'm going to tell you why I'm going to bring it up, because okay. I was reading a question from the prophet, and it was some dynamite stuff. It was a dynamite lesson on day and night in regards to Passover.
Okay.
And I've used this because a lot of people believe the day starts at evening. But then when you go to the 14th at evening, they would have to say it's the 15th day. Or they have to say the Passover is the Feast of Unleavened Bread if they believe it starts at evening. And it was good how on 2 Chronicles 35:14-16 it says that they prepared the Passover on that same day, meaning that it could not transition to the 15th. You know, because they would initially have to say that. Passover, the 14th day at evening is the beginning of the 15th day, or they would have to say that, because some of them say that, oh, the Passover was the evening, well, complete sundown, that's when the 15th day came. So you have to come up with stuff. They have to
brother, I totally agree with you.
Read a lot of it.
Absolutely. And, of course, all they got to do, they can go to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, the 5th and 6th verse, and they can clearly see Yahweh
it's
says that
day.
Passover is the 14th day at evening, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the 15th day of the first month. They can clearly go to Numbers, the 33rd chapter, and see where Yahweh said that the people went out of Ramah on the 15th day of the first month on the morrow after the Passover. Yes, sir. So, brother, you're absolutely right. So you gave testimony to truth. I can't say nothing but hallelujah.
I was using it, and it worked. That's all I want to say, because it's the truth. You can't get around
That's
it.
That's right.
But thank you.
Praise Yahweh, brother. Praise Yahweh for your comment. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. And anyone else that wishes to give a comment on whatever you'd like to give a comment on or whatever question you have for whatever subject, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And, of course, today we've been speaking of what's in a name. And we do. We have area code 832. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am, my beloved sister. How you doing?
Moray, I'm so excited. I'm just... Praise
Oh, this
Yahweh.
Is Sister Shifra.
Yes. I just wanted
Praise
to let
Yahweh.
Everyone know that when you do receive your name, I received mine today, and it just gives you a whole different meaning inside of yourself. So
yes,
if there's anyone who has been the least about
yes.
doing it, I can't
praise
wait to save up my money.
They
more
need sure, you say that because our people.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I've just I would tell the crowd what my name was, but it's so wow, it's really the slave master's name that I don't even want to share it anymore because I can't relate to it. So I just want to say praise Yahweh, hallelujah. I'm so excited to be able to walk in this name that Yahweh has given you to give to me. Shalom.
Well, hallelujah, sister, and I'm honored to pray to the Holy One of Israel that you have gotten such a great, great name. And I hope you don't mind me sharing where that name comes from to the listening audience.
No, Moray, I do not.
Yes, ma'am. Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, sister. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'm just looking forward to growing in it and learning more and sharing. Praise
hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Praise
Shalom.
Yahweh. Shalom. We love you. May Yah bless you to live forever, sister, and be blessed with the name Shifrah.
Yes.
Shalom. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. I want everybody to know, and we're going to go to our callers again in just a minute. We want everybody to know where this great name come from. Shifra, our beloved sister that just called. It comes from the Holy Scriptures in Exodus, the first chapter, the 15th verse. This name is so great because this was the name that was given to a great Hebrew sister. Matter of fact, two Hebrew sisters together got almost the same meaning of the name. And I got to tell you about these two sisters. In Exodus, the first chapter, the 15th verse, these sisters helped to save lives in the nation. Do you hear me? And Yahweh blessed their socks off. In the 15th verse, it says, and the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the office of the midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. And you notice in this society in America, you notice they're more lenient to our beautiful daughters of Zion sisters than any of us as Hebrew men. There's so many obstacles against us. We're nothing but a prey. And I don't mean a P-R-A-Y. I mean a P-R-E-Y. The Almighty letting us know that the edict was that they were to kill the Hebrew little babies, the boys. But the midwives feared Elohim and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. Do you understand, my people? Do you understand what these great sisters did? Shifra and Puah. They didn't even listen to this. They were just like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They were just like Daniel when they told him, you don't petition no one but the king Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel opened his windows. That's what he did. He opened his windows and prayed three times a day like he always did to Elohim, to Yahweh, the Elohim of our fathers. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in their captivity, they didn't sell out. They didn't bow to the sound of the flute, the sackbut, and all the dulcimers of music. When they saw the graven image, when the other people looked at the graven image, they bowed. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said, we're not even careful to answer you in this matter. I, Elohim, whom we serve, he's the only one that we're going to worship and bow to. We're not doing nothing you say. That's the mentality of Shifra and Puah. And the name, it means brightness, glistening, beautiful, goodly. Oh, my goodness. That's what the name means. So Sister Shifra, what a beautiful name that you have. And you've already showed the meaning of your name. May Yahweh bless you, the name he's given you, and may he bless your family. Praise Yahweh. And we're going to our next caller, area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, Moray. This is Sister Yael.
Shalom, Sister Yael. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing well. I'm so blessed to be able to hear your teaching, giving us the true and living word of our Creator. It's such a blessing, and I'm so humbled and so grateful for it. And I also had one quick question.
Yes, ma'am, my beloved sister. Go right ahead.
In speaking about names, I've been praying and meditating. I know, and we all know, that having the name Yisrael automatically sets us apart. How
yes.
would a person in today's time know if they're anointed? Because everyone is not anointed. How would someone know for sure?
Well, in other words, the true and living Elohim actually told us that we are his anointed nation. So in other words, we were born anointed. Now, anointed to do what? We were born anointed to serve the true and living Elohim. So that is one of the reasons why Yahweh said, do my prophets no harm, touch not my anointed. You understand? Because we are his anointed nation. Either one of us, and even no matter how hard-headed we can be, Yahweh told us that we're, in fact, his anointed nation.
Okay. And I was just wondering, because I get very leery of people, typically church-going folk, that automatically proclaim themselves as anointed. That scares me, and that worries me. But in
you said,
our
who
way
is that?
Of life,
claims that? You say, who is that, my beloved sister, that claims that?
A lot of times, church-going folks, they'll,
oh,
like
yes,
the,
yes.
their pastor or their whoever's officiating, they'll say that they're anointed. And that, I get leery of someone proclaiming themselves anointed. But I do wonder, as a Hebrew Israelite, because I know there are certainly anointed brothers and sisters in our
yes.
community, it's just a matter of specifically knowing who is, because I know we have prophets, even to this day, the late prophet Moray Elisha.
Yes.
Anointed teachers, prophets, you know, there are brothers and sisters out there that are truly anointed. I'm just wondering, for people that may not be teachers, that we might not know quite as well as we know you, how would we know if they're anointed? And I'll give a quick example. For the past 2 weeks, every time I go to a store or anywhere I go, someone automatically comes up to me and either pays for my purchase or gives me money without me asking anything. I don't say a word. And typically
yeah.
it's white people. And I don't know what that means, and I don't want to be hasty and say that that means that I'm anointed, but I do wonder what it is in me that draws people to me.
Well,
I do want to know.
That's a great question. That's a good question. Most High said when a man or woman's ways please Yahweh, he said he causes your enemies to even be at peace with him. So in other words, Yahweh told us if we return back to him, even in captivity, and pray toward that land, Solomon prayed to Yahweh to grant his prayer, and Yahweh granted his prayers. If we were in captivity, in the book of 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, it lets us know that he said that if we be in our enemy's land and pray toward that place where he placed his name in Jerusalem and toward the house that he built for his name, and they return unto him with all their heart, soul, and might and bethink themselves, he said, then cause their enemies to have compassion on them. And so, sister, that is a sign that you must be doing what thus say Yahweh, because that's what he do. He calls your enemies to have compassion on you, and he allows them to bless you, because that's how all people get a blessing. They can only get the blessing through Israel.
Yeah.
Y'all said,
right.
All those that bless you, I will bless, and all those that curse you, I will curse. But I know you mentioned, that's why I was going to mention Psalms 105, verse 15, because that shows where Yahweh lets us know that all Israel is his anointed people. And he said to do my prophets no harm. Now, you also asked the question concerning how would you know that some of these preachers are not anointed? Well, he gives us that, my beloved sister, in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. He gives us a blueprint that all we had to do was ask him, because he said we would do this. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 21, this is how we would know a true prophet from a false prophet. It says, mm-hmm. If thou say in the 21st verse of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, in thine heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of Yahweh, and the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. So in other words, this is our blueprint to find out if somebody, even though they're saying they are a minister of the Creator, this is how we know if they ain't nothing but a false prophet, because if they say something going to happen and it don't, which many of these lying preachers have said and prophesied, as they say, they said that we're going to go to heaven, which Yahweh never said we're going. A lot of them lied to the people and told them if they put their hand on the screen and if they buy this prayer cloth and all these other things that they have said to them that it was going to come to pass, and many of our people are dead and gone right now because it never did. Yahweh letting us know that they are nothing but false prophets. So that's how we would know if this is the word of Yahweh. That's how we know.
Wow. Okay, and I don't want to take up too much more time. I know there are people calling in and calling in, but I'm very grateful for you taking time out to speak with me, and I'll have to call back again to ask the rest of my questions.
Well, I love you, sister, and I praise the true and living Elohim. I'm very glad that you called, and may you and your lovely family be blessed, and may Yahweh bless you to live forever. We love you, Sister Yael.
Thank you. And we love you and Sister Yanice, too.
And all praise to Yahweh for everything that you said earlier. All praise to him.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you so much for your teaching. Thank you. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
All praise to the mighty, true, and living Elohim. I thank Yahweh for our beloved Sister Yael that just called us. In the time that we have left, we only have a few minutes. And I definitely had a scripture that I definitely want the people to see because I made a statement. See, a lot of our people believe that they could keep, as my brother called earlier, they could keep Passover in Chicago, in Atlanta, in New York, in various other states in America, in Japan, in China, and even in Israel today. But we got to understand. Yahweh told us in Hosea 3, verses 4 and 5, for the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without an image, without a sacrifice, without an ephod, and without teraphim. So we don't have those things. That denotes us as his people. And at the same time, Yahweh told us the place where he would place his name. In the book of Deuteronomy, he promised, and I'll get right to it. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, Yahweh made a statement, and he told us that there would be a special place that he would choose to place his name, and that this is where we were to keep certain holy days. For instance, it says in the 16th verse of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, just getting right to it, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before Yahweh thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, meaning Yahweh, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. And in the same chapter, he lets us know about the Passover. In verse 5 and 6, he states, thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates. That means in any of your cities, not even in your cities like Zebulun, where we were, and Naphtali, and Simeon, any of all the cities, and Gad and Asher. He said, which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. But at the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. Hallelujah. Now let's see the name of the place, because it's so important, because you got so many of our people that have been taught by so-called Jewish people that you could keep Passover, unleavened bread, Feast of Weeks, Tabernacles. You could keep it no matter where you are, in Chicago, in New York, let alone the Edomites keeping it. Because we know they don't know the law. We know Yahweh said that he took all knowledge out of Esau. Just read Obadiah. But I want you to look at 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter, and look at the 7th verse before our time is completely running out. 2 Chronicles, chapter 33, let's look at the 7th verse. It says, and he set a carved image, meaning Manasseh, the idol which he had made in the house of Elohim, in which Elohim had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Did you see that? Mark that. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to them, do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moshe or Moses. Hallelujah. You see it. Then you can see the same thing in the first verse of this chapter. You can see the same thing in 2 Kings 21, verses 1 and 4 and 7. You can see the same thing. That's where he placed his name forever. So, my people, so important that we know the importance of a name. And I praise Yahweh for all the callers and even some that we missed today. We want you to know, we want you to be tuned for the same place, same time, same station, because we love you and we praise the mighty Yahweh for you. And may the Holy One of Israel, on behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta, may Yahweh bless you, may Yahweh keep you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise Yahweh. Notice you calling on your phone. Hello?